Hello and welcome to the Sweet Tooth Vegan Podcast. This is an extension of my food blog, SweetToothShay.com. I am your host, Shalina. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to episode 2 of the STV podcast, and in this segment, I'll be talking about the reactions and questions I get from people, such as my family members, friends, and coworkers, when they find out that I'm vegan. I've been vegan for about 2.5 years, and when I first told my family, they were completely shocked. They're supportive of my decision, but they were still very shocked. Because I come from a family and culture that loves to eat meat. Jamaicans, they love their oxtail, curry chicken, curry goat, jerk chicken, fried chicken, stewed chicken, and such. And I grew up on those types of meals. And at our big family dinners, vegetables are usually an afterthought. It's something we add as a little side on our plate. So I could understand why they were surprised that I would go vegan. The main concern they had about my decision was that I wasn't going to get enough protein. And from what I've heard from other vegans and even vegetarians is that this is the most annoying and repetitive question they receive. I personally don't get annoyed because I used to carry that same misconception that the only source of protein is animals and their byproducts. But I want to play a clip from a video that I recently watched. Mercy for Animals, they posted on their YouTube page this video that should settle this question once and for all. It's about 4 minutes in length, and it's of an individual named Dr. Milton Mills, who talks about the benefits of having a plant-based diet. So let me pull up the clip here. Okay, here we go.
You know, one of the questions that all vegans and vegetarians get that drives me literally out of my mind, where do you get your protein? It's an insane question because all protein is originally made by plants. Any protein you get from an animal source is actually recycled protein. And it's much healthier to actually get your protein from the plant sources because it turns out that plant proteins have a much better impact on our health. They are better for your immune system. They lower your risk of diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. Whereas animal proteins, on the other hand, increase your risk for cancer, heart disease, and other problems. So you absolutely do not need animal food to get your protein. If you just stop and think about it, the largest, strongest animals on the planet are all strict herbivores. So your elephants, your rhinos, your horses, your giraffes, they're all strict herbivores, and they get all of the protein that they need from plant sources. The atmosphere is something like 80% nitrogen, and only plants have the ability to take nitrogen from the air and change it into a form that can be incorporated into an amino acid, which is then connected together to form these proteins. There has never been a study that has...
All right, so I will post the link to that video in the description section of this episode, so if you're interested, you could watch it. Where do I get my protein? When I usually get that question, I tell them I get it from vegetables, fruits, beans, nuts, seeds, legumes. So hopefully that video settles that question once and for all. Another question that I usually get that is a follow-up to the protein question is, do you eat fish? And it's kind of funny because, I don't know, like when I tell them that no, I don't eat fish, they're so flabbergasted. Not even fish? No, I don't eat fish. Fish are animals, last time I checked. I don't eat fish, but interesting thing. This was actually one of the things that was hard for me to give up. Sometimes I still have temptations to eat fish, and that usually happens when I don't stock up on my Gardein fishless fillets. If you eat those, they taste amazing. If you haven't tried them, try them. If you are someone that wants to go vegan, thinking about going vegan, Gardein's products, meatless products, are a great switchover. A good trans, an easy, it makes it more easy to transition. Moving on to the types of reactions I usually get from people. The common one I get from people when I tell them that I'm vegan is, "Oh man, I can never go vegan," or "Uh-uh, I love my meat," or "I could never give up meat." And I don't know, it's just they usually, like when I'm having this type of conversation, they usually look very appalled and disgusted and offended when I tell them. I'm not sure why. And I assure you, when I do have these types of discussions with people, it's not in a degrading way. It's not like in a I'm holier than thou type of way. I'm not that type of person. But I just find it interesting. It's like as if I admitted to a murder or something. I don't know. I don't know. It's just I don't understand why people find it like they're appalled, like I'm some sort of alien, but I guess it is type of it's not normal. It's like in this society, it's not normal to be vegan, so I guess I kinda understand, not really. that's a common reaction I get. I also have had some people comment on my weight when I tell them that I'm vegan. So they'll be like, "Oh yeah, that's why you're so slim. That makes sense." Which kind of gets annoying, but I just smile and respond, no, this is genetics. I've been skinny my whole life." But mind you, there are fit, muscular, bodybuilding people out there that have a vegan diet. One person that I can think of from the top of my head is the YouTuber KC from Vegan Hustle TV. He's very muscular built guy. That has a vegan diet too, so he totally blows the misconception that vegans are frail and small people. And he also has really good meal ideas too. Protein filled meals. If you're interested, check him out, Vegan Hustle TV on YouTube. And I rarely get positive reactions from people, aside from most of my family members. They usually say, "Oh, that's good for you that you're making that decision to be more healthy." And they're usually intrigued to learn more about how I came to this decision, which leads me to the next frequent question I get is, "Why did you go vegan?" Which is usually followed up by, "Do you miss meat?" And I think I want to spend my next episode sharing a more detailed version of that change I made. But my basic answer that I give to that question is I became a vegan because of what I found when I researched the dairy and meat industry. So the treatment of animals, the treatment of slaughterhouse workers, and the deception that the dairy and meat industry like has pulled over our eyes. The main deception being that animals are actually healthy, that we're made to eat animals. So Overall, I believe that it was a informed decision that I made, and it was pretty much overnight too. At first, like after all the research, I became a vegetarian. I was a vegetarian for about 2 weeks, and then I went vegan. But I must say I'm far from perfect, and I'm still learning along the way. Every now and then, I will read more articles and listen to interviews and watch documentaries to learn more about things related to veganism. Recently, I've actually been interested in wanting to learn more about raising vegan kids. I don't have children of my own, but it's something that I've been thinking about, the topic of how to raise vegan kids in this society. So hopefully I could get some parents or families on future episodes that could share their experience and insights on this topic. So that pretty much concludes episode 2. If you have any suggestions on topics that you would like to hear on this podcast, please let me know by sending an email to shalina@sweettoothshay.com. Shalena at sweettoothshay, Shay, that's Shae, dot com. And if you are on Anchor, sorry, if you're on Anchor, you can send me a voice message. And if you're on Instagram, my Instagram page is at sweettoothshay.com. Thank you so much for listening and take care.